Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Features Presents Squared Circle Society. I am Dan, your wrestling man, joined, as always, by the number one Mitch Bennett fan, Todd Loya, and the one and only Ozzie B. How goes it, gentlemen?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Sound angry, Ozzie, already. Nobody.
I'm not angry.
Yet.
Why would I be angry?
I don't know. I'm really not sure.
Oh, God. You're such an asshole. Anyway, I'm well. Thank you. But if you don't mind, before we get started, could I just take something on a serious note? John
Absolutely.
Ian recently passed away, ring announcer and jack of all trades. I knew John personally through Mach 1 when I was training back in 2011. And even mm-hmm. funnier story is back in 2005, my very first ring announcing gig was at a Samoan Independence Day event ran by Nox Pro. And I split the matches with John. So he was a cool guy. And I hate, you know, I was saddened by this news and just wanted to give the proper respect.
Absolutely. Rest in peace. Sounds like a cool dude. I remember I can't say I know him, but I've always been familiar. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong on this. Is that Rikishi and Gangrel's promotion?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes. And
okay, cool.
Kevin Thorne / Mordecai was there. And as we were all leaving, I accidentally gave him a flat tire, you know, when you accidentally or whatever, when you step on the back of somebody's heel and, like, you know, the shoe comes off. And he got pissed and he turned around and he gave me this look like he was going to kick my ass. But, like, he's three times bigger than I am. So I look at him like, dude, what am I going to do? And this was back in 05. So I'm like in my mid 20s. So I'm like, dude, I can't do shit. Like, you think I honestly did it on purpose?
Honestly, being Mordecai was punishment enough.
no comment.
Ozzy, you should have looked him dead in the eye and said, here's a tampon, Gangrel. Now fuck off.
No.
That's what you should have said. There you go. You've got to be brave.
Gone over well.
I mean, yeah, you're going to take a hell of an ass kicking, but
you
get
probably.
Some laughs. But, yeah, you know. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. Todd is doing the show tonight on a rooftop. I'm not lying.
I'm on location.
In his car. You're on location.
You're on the roof?
Yes. Yes.
From,
he is.
I'm
on the roof.
I'm coming to you live from Norwalk.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. With you being on the roof, I just wonder if you could quell any rumors. Can you confirm or deny if it's on fire or not?
No, but it did get raised.
That is, they are so full of shit. I knew it. Fucking assholes. Of course they
All right.
Let's... It long.
Let's talk some wrestling. We haven't been on in a while. Our first show of 2020 for Squared Circle Society. So, yeah, I'm excited to be back. A lot of stuff's been going on. Yeah, could be a little more positive today because the Royal Rumble is upon us, and whatever complaints you have about the product, my inner child always comes out for the Rumble, so I am excited, positive. I'll try and be so.
I know we're at the beginning of the cycle.
You don't get excited for the Rumble? Come on.
I get hope for the Rumble.
Not at all.
Did Ozzy just get that?
No, I completely understood it. It's like clockwork.
Yeah.
Here's where it is, Dan. It's like, this is the beginning of the cycle when, like, you get excited for WWE and you like, have hope. Like, oh, this year's going to be, you know, I really think they can turn the corner this year and we can really get back to their prime. Like, I'm pretty sure you've been saying this the past, like, 2 years, every January.
Yeah, and then by March he's gonna be bitching at the WrestleMania card.
It It might be really good, Todd. I mean, nobody knows what the hell it is at
beginning
this point.
Of the cycle,
so
we understand, Dan. You're going to be overly positive.
All right, shut up.
But hey, that isn't a bad thing. That is a good thing.
Exactly. And 2 years isn't a pattern, Todd. So
yeah,
shut up.
He did. Yeah,
God,
I just went
it.
Right over his head.
I did.
No. I'm just mad.
Yep.
My head is clouded. I'm thinking about how I'm going to destroy that Kiss and Star Wars at the end of the show. There you go. No weed. I have incense going. Maybe that's it. Maybe you can get a high from that.
Yeah, I don't want to know
incense,
anybody about that, man. This is wrestling show. What are you doing talking about that stuff?
You know, I'm a big Paul Burchill fan, you know. Just,
save that,
I don't know,
there it is.
WWE.
Save that for Flesh Wound Presents Dark Web. Calm down.
Fair point.
All right, shut up, Todd. Let's get into it. Well, shit, I shouldn't segue into this when I'm trying to make it more serious. But while we were away, there was a certain movie uncovered that Todd, I'm surprised, Todd,
Dan
you didn't
cannot stop
realize
talking
who
about
it was.
Like, seriously, Dan cannot stop talking about it.
Come on.
From
who would be
like,
more
we
ironic?
Gotta go, we got to talk about it. Come on. I want to review it. So, Dan, go ahead and start your review.
Who would be more ironic to have a homosexual sex – well, not sex tape. This isn't a sex tape. This is perfectly legal. A homosexual erotic film. Going to be use the proper terms since
okay,
we're on square
Dan,
circles.
Dan,
what
Dan,
is going on?
Gay porno.
Dan's okay,
to
I
clean
can
up
gay porno.
Gay
then,
porno.
Cool.
You know, if in the off chance that there was a non-wrestling fan that was giving this podcast a chance, be like, you know, I understand all these stereotypes wrestling, but I'm going to give these guys a chance. And then, you know, we're like barely 10 minutes in, and Dan's talking about gay porn. Like that doesn't help anyone.
I know.
We gotta
you know
get
what?
It out of the way first.
And he's literally been trying to get this in for how long? He wanted to come back like the
that
week
is,
it broke.
I mean,
we're doing a
I'm not sure if those choice of words were intentional, but bravo.
you like that.
Come on. You were laughing your ass off.
You're
too,
way
God.
Too excited.
How ironic. Lars Sullivan, of all people. It wouldn't be surprising coming from someone else. But Lars fucking Sullivan. And what self-respecting gay person is buying a gay porno with Lars Sullivan? That is insane to me.
See, Dan gets his porno in, like,
sense.
1985.
You know what's funny
you know,
is that,
out of the,
well, I mean, we've been gone for so long, and, you know, like, I bring up, hey, you know, something serious happened, you know, and I'm really sorry. And, okay, let's get started with the show. And he said himself, let's get started with some wrestling. And I would have had such a much better day had I gone without the knowledge that Lars Sullivan had a gay porn. And that we're talking about that right now. Like, if he did porn, so what? He does porn, whatever. He's not on TV. So
well,
why are we talking about him?
The bigger story
well,
with this is,
make...
I'll even give Dan this. He made all those homophobic remarks and all this shit, and then, oh, but he's, you know, getting his knob polished in fucking adult videos. Look, I even cleaned that
see,
up.
See, even you clean it up, Todd. You cleaned it up,
yeah,
too.
I was gonna...
You were about to say getting that D sucked, but you changed it, Todd. 2020,
well,
we're
thank
all
God
a
I
resolution
did,
not to be so raunchy.
Said it anyway.
But, yeah, I don't know. You think he's going to get do you think he comes back? And then we can move
no.
on from this. I don't want to give Ozzy a stroke.
I've never been interested
so
in
you don't think ever
I don't know
TV.
Why this is a topic of conversation.
I will
well,
I will
does he come back,
this
though?
Not,
I mean, this guy was
– This is not – I'll give Dan this because I won't talk about the leak stuff. This is different than, like, someone leaks and their privacy invaded. This is, like – I'll give him this, but it shouldn't have led.
Okay, well,
Hey, so do you guys think Buff Bagwell will come to WWE? I mean, while we're on the topic, I mean, why the fuck not?
Well, but see, that is a good segue because he did softcore.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that count? So did God. There's still
so
more than a handful.
What I'm hearing
Candace
in your
Michelle.
Argument is at the end of the day, Lars Sullivan will contribute more to the world of professional wrestling than Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell was a big deal in WCW.
No, why is even Lars Sullivan a big deal? Why are we even talking about the fucker when he like, there was nothing about him at all. At least Buff Bagwell was a guy you'd love to hate.
Yeah, he was.
So can we move on?
Lars Sullivan.
Up with your fedora bullshit.
Dan,
Come on.
Give his tape 5 stars and move on.
All right. I give it a 2.5, Todd, okay?
Oh,
God
Jesus
damn it.
Christ. What the hell? Can we move on? Let's move on. We're moving on right now. Done. Jesus.
That was the size of his dick. All right, let's move on. All right, now let's talk something serious. God damn it. Won't talk about the wedding because that'd be another bad segue. All right.
Oh,
so
that's a bad segue. Okay.
Wait.
That's actually
worse.
Did you
guys not like the wedding?
That's worse.
No, did you guys not like the wedding?
Not really. I checked
did you
out
expect
of it. I will. What?
Did you expect anything different?
It's a parody of a bad reality show now. Like, I mean, they are doing it with intent and it's getting
that
the
wedding,
views that they want.
They've been doing the same wedding angle for 40 years. That's what I'm saying. Did you expect anything different?
Not really, no. I'm still
okay.
Kind of like, God, I hope we don't start getting this all the time. But
we don't. We get it every X amount of years. It'll come. It will be the last WWE wedding. But here's a
question.
I'm
not talking about a wedding. I'm talking about dumb storylines.
Oh, well, those happen all the time. But
not like this, though.
Yes. I'll come back to the wedding thing. Don't let me forget. I'll save it for the end because Ozzy is going to get all bent out of shape. Or is it okay?
No, just get it out of the way right now. Get it out of the way right now. Take like 5-10 minutes. Just say whatever, and then we can never talk about it again. How about that?
Motherfucker!
How about that?
All right. What is the first WWE wedding you remember? WWF wedding you remember?
Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth,
okay.
Of course.
Well, that's not of course. But
that's most people. Is it different for you, Ozzy? I mean, that was big.
Did Ozzy fall?
I said I'm not taking part in this anymore. I wanted to give you 5-10 minutes to let it out of your system, and I'll come back afterwards.
And it has to do with wrestling. What's the first one you remember?
That was a pretty big moment.
Are you really going to be stubborn on this, Ozzy?
I'll tell you this, as cheesy as it is to go back and watch that, that was a big deal for a younger person. I can't see a young wrestling fan right now, 10 years from now, being like, oh, I really got into wrestling because of the Rusev-Lana wedding. I seriously doubt it. I won't go over the whole thing. I don't want to subject you guys to it, but it was a noteworthy angle that happened while we were away. I guess it did exactly what they wanted, though. It got a ton of YouTube views.
Okay. Got huge ratings. So,
yeah, hey, it is
all
what
it
is. It
pisses off the diehards, and they're not going anywhere. So I don't get what the big deal is.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're not wrong. I thought it was a little weird bringing Liv Morgan into it when she was getting all these hype videos, like they were actually going to do something with her.
They are.
I don't know where that came from.
Because you don't agree with what they're doing.
Huh?
I said they are, but just because you don't agree with what they're doing.
Well, yeah, but this is going to last a month, to be generous. I mean, what do you do with their following that? I mean, I guess he's just working main event probably, but not that I'm a huge Liv Morgan fan. She's unproven, but it seemed like they could do something with her. But so, whatever. It is what it is. So, all right. So I know you're excited about this one, Todd. It seems all signs are pointing to Edge now coming back. Irregardless of what he said, several people now are reporting that he's signed more than a Legends deal. You said something interesting a while back that kind of surprises me. Edge is a bigger deal for you than CM Punk. And I know you're a CM Punk guy.
Did I say that? I don't remember. I think it is. I don't know. I don't remember saying that, but if I did.
You did. I put it in my notes, Todd.
Oh, okay.
He wrote it down in his diary later that night. Todd told a very funny joke today.
I did, indeed.
I don't even know my thought process when I said it.
I don't even know your thought process.
You're not giving me a heads up.
I had that and all the times you talked about how good the new Star Wars movie was going to be. See, I make these notes so I can talk shit later. But what do you think? 8 years gone, I believe. A neck injury which is weird. I have no knowledge of that type of injury, but I had always heard never, no way, no how, because one bad bump and he could be paralyzed. So, I don't know. Is it a good idea? I mean, selfishly,
I know that's in your notes. No, you should not. I don't want to see him get fucked up. But we said the same thing about Daniel Bryan, and look at him now. It's like not even in the front of your head anymore.
True. Although that's a head injury versus, neck.
Yeah.
But I still cringe a little bit every once in a while when he takes a certain bump, though. Like, that still hasn't gone away for me, particularly that Lesnar match. I was just like, oh, shit. How do you bring him back, though? Who's the opponent for Edge?
CM Punk.
Yeah.
Dan always does this, and I'm not a fan of fantasy booking. I don't know. I mean, are there matches I'd like to see? Because I don't want to see him really work, I don't have any like, oh, I would love to see him wrestle X or X. So it's one of those things event program. I don't know. You always want a fantasy, and I'm not fantasy booking.
I'd say AJ.
Wait, Dan wants a fantasy
opponent.
Always. Not surprised.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, AJ would be good. But that's pretty much anyone you bring in. Like, you see a punk, you want to see AJ. Honestly, I think I'd like to see Edge or Samoa Joe.
Huh.
But that won't happen because he's not a main eventer.
Right.
Edge because Joe's a face, too.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I was going to say, Todd, Mr. Ring of Honor.
Well,
what if Edge just fucks shit up in NXT?
The marks are going to go crazy if that happens. They're going to get all mad. Fucking Edge comes back, and now he's doing all this shit and fucking up NXT. I can hear Dan.
But I'm telling you, that will happen at some point. I mean, NXT seems to have the momentum right now over AEW, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. But I could see them moving somebody like that just as, all right, fuck it. We don't want them to gain any more ground. We're going to send Randy Orton or someone horrible over there. It's not a good idea, but don't laugh. I could see it happen. NXT is not developmental anymore, so it would not shock me. But, yeah, I hope he's careful because I don't.
Can we send Randy Orton to 205 Live? Sort of RKing everyone.
If they, Todd, if
an hour of Randy Orton RKOing everyone, I will watch it.
That's, God damn it, Todd. Don't
Every
fucking
match.
Start. It's 2020.
So you're just watching to see who he RKOs, so who gets disqualified and the other guy loses. That's the whole hour.
It's 2020, Todd. Be kind to the superior programming. It's fucked up, Todd. Angel Garza's slaying it right now, so I don't know what your problem is.
No one's watching it.
Well, it's not really as much of a thing now. I mean, it's part of NXT now. So
because
they are watching
it
on NXT. Well, because it wasn't, they didn't give it a chance to succeed.
Dan was also a fan of WWE Metal, too.
Metal was
Jack.
Not half bad.
In my area,
no,
it was
Metal,
Jack.
Not Jack. Jack was a bigger one. See, I went in deep cut with Metal.
Really?
It was around the same time. Well, yeah.
Whoa. I guess, like,
are you for-
I need to wear a fedora to know shit like this. Or, like shit like this, huh?
Not a fedora. Makes no sense. It's not a fedora. My hat is
it's
an
not
Australian
a purse,
Outback
it's a handbag.
Hat.
Calm down.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to get you a pair of
that's
Ed kind of
different,
too.
Shut up, Todd. God damn it. My hat looks awesome. My hat looks awesome, and you know it looks awesome. Hell, I showed you that compliment I got on the dating site, Todd. I look rugged and sexy in my hat.
So how's
that's
that going?
Besides the point. Besides the point.
No, kind of
it
is
worked.
The point.
Yeah, but that's not because of the
Listen,
hat.
Listen, we don't
want to
hear about
hey,
your adventures
Dan,
on
so.
Grindr, all right, Dan?
Thank you. Thank
that's,
you. I was going to say, this
up.
Is a Dan's dating app.
It's a swerve. It's a swerve. What would the swerve be? That would be the swerve. That's what I went for. I went for the swerve. I'm sorry.
That's you guys
hey,
are
Dan.
Fucking mean tonight, goddammit.
This is Square what? Circle Society, not Flesh Wound Radio.
Yeah.
Take it down.
Yeah.
I'm not the one quoting like Grindr and shit on here, okay? So
this
shut up
it.
Again.
Ozzy, knock that shit off.
Okay, fine.
There's some poor young John Cena shirt wearing kid now that's Googling Grindr because of Ozzy. So, you know, it's your fault. All right.
Wait a second.
So.
We're going to pause for a second. You're going to try and blame this on me. Hold on. No. You're going to try and blame this on me for bringing up Grindr when you are the one that brought up Lars Sullivan and gay porn to start their show off?
Well, nobody's going to actually look for that. I mean, who wants
God.
To see Lars Sullivan's dingus? I mean, come on. There might
well,
be a few.
Well, you
want to
talk about it, so that's got to say something.
Well, it is pretty. That's actual audio from the tape. All right. Steering it back. All right. So 2019 was really. Say what you will, a huge year for wrestling, from record contracts being signed, TV deals, the emergence of AEW, and we'll talk a little bit about what we didn't get in 2019 that we'd like to get in 2020. I know it's a little general, but you know, since I've got a couple of negative fans right now, I figured, you know, now would be your time to speak to Vince. I'm sure he listens. Speak to him. What do you want? And Cody. Cody might listen. You never know. What
no,
do
I
you
don't
want?
For a fact he's not. Yeah.
He could be. He's a cool guy. He's hip. We might have lost him at the Lars Sullivan stuff, but, I mean, he might have been listening. All right. So, Ozzy. What would you like to see in 2020? I know that's a little general, but what would you like to see from wrestling in general? This doesn't even just have to be WWE.
Wow.
when you ask a general question like that, I mean,
I know.
What will reignite your passion?
Ooh, that makes it even harder for me. Less wrestling?
Yeah, like let's start with like a good heel. Like, and I mean like an actual like where people genuinely like a heel people genuinely hate. Like, you know, recently like with like so I was at the SmackDown show on December 30th at Staples Center. And people booing Corbin, it wasn't the good kind of booing. It was the bad kind of booing. Like, I mean, I understand, like, hey, they're booing nonetheless. Like, yeah, I get it. But I want to see boring people go away. I want to see less forced promos. I want to see less forced gimmicks. I want to see more organic, you know? And I know that's a tall order, but you asked me what I want, and that's what I want. What's what I really, really, really want.
Give me what I want.
Attitude era.
I agree with everything. I agree with everything except I want less wrestling. There's too much.
You mean in less general, like Raw should go back to 2 hours, NXT back to 1 hour, and stays on the WWE Network kind of thing?
Yeah. Shit. Ideally, we don't have Raw and SmackDown. We just have one.
Nah, yeah.
That's a
that'd be kind of. But the roster would be overflowing.
It would, but
I didn't think
it was
gonna happen.
Money on the
there's
table.
Too much wrestling. There was too much wrestling to the point it's gonna oversaturate the market. This is the first time in like 30+ years.
It's gonna
really. Yeah, right.
What do you mean gonna?
First time in 30+
like
years.
I think it's starting to.
It's the first time in 30+ years. I don't care anymore. Sorry, I know I shouldn't be saying it on a show where it's hard about wrestling, but it's true.
What kind of loser does a wrestling podcast that hates wrestling, Todd? That's you're not.
I don't hate wrestling. I'm just not. And to be fair, I'm just supposed to be the producer. You keep throwing it to me.
I get it. My thing is, all right. Nothing's going to change in terms of the 3 hours and the. And Raw and SmackDown, certainly. That's definitely not changing. My whole thing is long-term logical storylines. The big issue right now, there's so much talent, not just in NXT, but Raw and SmackDown. You know, they have quite a bit of talent, too. But it's just, like you said, just wrestling. And we get some good matches here and there, but they haven't done the best job making people stand out. I mean, you've got Mustafa Ali, Cedric Alexander, although he's been de-pushed, Humberto Carrillo. All of these guys are essentially in the same spot, and it feels like there's not a whole lot going on. And rather than just, you know, filling time, I feel like we really got to get back to the point where everything builds on – each other. Every match matters, and it just builds. Another big thing for me, there's not a lot of truly well-defined characters. Now, this could be a very bad thing, but and it's going to sound weird, but I feel WWE right now would benefit from a Simon Dean. I know that sounds maybe silly to some people, but it was a fun gimmick. You knew who he was. I mean, he wasn't going to win any world titles, but it was fun. And you need a little more characters. Like, who is Humberto Carrillo? I mean, how would you define his character?
He's Hispanic.
Why do you root
duh.
For him?
I mean, what, is that not well, obvious? He's the Hispanic guy.
There you go. He's the Hispanic guy. I think you got to have a little bit more there. What's going on with Cedric Alexander, I guess. Yeah, the black guy. That's about it.
That is so
great
racist.
Wrestlers.
Unbelievable.
You took it there first, goddamn it.
What are you talking about, Dan? Don't try to change this on me.
The Hispanic guy, come on. But you're right. There really isn't anything to set them apart. I think out of the names there, I think Mustafa Ali actually does kind of have something going. We'll see if he can be the one that kind of gets to the next level. But that's the issue right now. And I'm more hopeful for Raw right now with Heyman. There has been some signs of things getting a little bit better, but it's not going as fast as I would like. But, yeah, and you're right. We don't have a lot of great heels. The thing that I love right now about AEW, and we'll get into it, I'm not very positive overall about AEW, is MJF. That guy is an awesome, proper heel. And right now, at least in WWE and AEW, AEW has the advantage on that. That is the one thing. They do have a few good heels. Now the roster as a whole, not so much. But so jumping to AEW, I really feel they need to diversify their roster. Because I'm hearing 2020, some people that could end up there, like a Flip Gordon. Nothing against him, but he's just going to bleed into the, you know, as Todd would call, spotty wrestlers. There's just too much of that. They really need to go after a Jeff Cobb. They desperately need to go after, I don't know who else contract-wise is coming up, but there's quite a few. They desperately need that because AEW, for me right now, is probably worse than WWE. I'll be honest, Dynamite has been hard to get through. Did you guys see that women's title match with oh, that means you did. Riho and the Alien?
No.
That was worse.
I'm laughing when you – no, I'm just – I mean, how about purpose? When you're like,
I don't know. To me, like, AEW Dynamite's, like, worse than Raw right now.
I'm laughing because
– But I thought Raw was great.
Wow, that was before – I mean, I expected that at the end of the show. I didn't expect it midway.
But is it Raw great, I thought? Isn't that what Dan always
said? I didn't say Raw was great. I didn't say it was great. I said Raw
was good.
Raw is the easiest to watch, which is weird at 3 hours. Raw's worst issue is that it is 3 hours. But wedding aside, Raw has not been bad recently.
I didn't
think
the wedding. I never did shit for that.
I won't criticize it because if they're getting numbers, hey, great. It's not for me.
It's not
but
the worst
I'll
WWE
you,
wedding ever.
What would be the worst for you?
I'd have to think about it.
I mean, the Stephanie test stuff was gold, so I know you're not talking
about
that
the best
one.
Wedding. No, that's the
yeah,
best.
That was hilarious. Yeah, that was some good shit.
Followed by Billy.
Worse than Ruth?
That's my second favorite.
So that was actually pretty entertaining, even though they kind of copped out of it, though. But yeah, that was pretty entertaining. So.
Well, they're trying to fix that.
There you go. You won't get that again. But Todd, did you see the women's match just recently on AEW? Because some of the AEW marks got to get off. It was fucking terrible, dude. Like, that.
This comes on the heels of me telling you privately, oh, the women's division, like, I can't even remember if you were asking about signing, and I was like, a woman who signed to the AEW women's division, it's like they have a shitty division over there. If they don't sign with WWE, where their women's division is actually solid, it's, yeah, it's not a good call.
You said that
I think
when
we were
talking about Mercedes Martinez signing with WWE, which,
yeah,
congrats,
yeah.
20-year vet,
yes.
And she is awesome. But you could make
current
a case.
AWS.
She goes to AEW. How is she not the top name?
I do want to throw out there, current AWS heavyweight champion. Sorry. Got
there you go. Well, if you want to see her there, probably – we probably won't have a whole lot of time left, but
hopefully in March.
But yeah, there you go. Yeah, I just AEW just there are elements that I really do enjoy. Like I said, I mean Jericho's, hey, he's slaying it, but Jericho's almost 50 years old. And I don't know if it's just me, but I swear he's starting to show his age a little bit. He can still have a really good match, but just, I don't know, something, his body, I'm starting to get those, like, Kurt Angle towards the end of TNA vibes from him. I don't know that he's going to be able to keep up that schedule.
Your body's not going to let you keep in the shape you used to be in, so.
Yeah, and you can see it. And right now, he's really carrying that company with maybe a couple other guys. So there's a lot AEW is going to have to do. I don't know if, like, this Wardlow guy is going to break out. I don't know. But I just feel like I'm more or less watching the same thing every week with them. And, yes, Todd, I know. What about Raw? It's the same thing. But I don't know. I feel it more at the AEW. I'm just not in love with it. I like Impact better.
You know,
right now.
That's the only difference. You have the WWE balls on your chin. If AEW was SmackDown, you wouldn't be bitching. You'd just be like, wasn't great. Maybe next week. It's just because it's not, and you don't have that brand loyalty, and that's the truth.
I don't think
Dan,
SmackDown, if it's not too Corbin heavy.
I've heard you. There's been worse stuff on WWE than anything AEW's done, and you're just like, you don't.
You're turning the other cheek.
There you go.
I feel like there's a Sullivan joke in there somewhere, but
God.
But
he can't get it out of
just,
his head. I don't even want to
know.
Well,
Audley, where are you at in general with AEW? I mean, how many months are we in now? I mean, is it working for you? Do you enjoy it more than WWE?
I will watch it ahead of it because I honestly don't know what to expect. Whereas, like, what happens in WWE is more like, all right, cool, like Big Show came out. Wow. Awesome. Main event. Great. Thanks, guys. Whereas, you know, like, at least in AEW, like, yeah, seeing, like, Moxley, you know, swerve to join the inner circle and then, you know, smash bottle over Jericho's head, like, maybe we've seen that before in the Attitude Era, but, like, that's still shit I've never seen before yet. You know, like, why do I need to see Big Show again? Of all people! You know, like, that's where I'm at. Give me something that. Yeah, I mean, let's think about it this way. Hold on a second. Let's think about it this way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Big Show was this revealed to be this big, you know, surprise guy, right? And what's like the prime for the Big Show? Like, really, think about it. What years would you say Big Show was in his prime?
2000.
Yeah.
2000. So 19 years
ago. The boss man stuff. Yeah, it's been,
okay. 19 years ago, okay? So I want you to picture back to WrestleMania 2000. And imagine, like, around the area of WrestleMania 2000, they brought out One Man Gang.
Oh, I would have popped like a motherfucker.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, for a main event, like, serious, like, this is the biggest store we got. Here's Akeem. Like, you know, and not like
oh
I'm not putting
God.
Down a key, but it's like, I'm, you know, like,
fuck, that would have blew the roof off that motherfucker.
Bob Backlund, you know, like,
yeah. Well, they did that, and
it didn't work, did it?
Right.
Exactly.
If they didn't put the belt on Backlund,
what about Backlund?
Yes. I was going to say putting the belt on him again was a bad idea, but I did enjoy his character. He shouldn't have been champion again, but I enjoyed. Well, yeah, that wasn't But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I just don't have that passion for AEW yet. And again, it seems like, I mean, like DDP now, I mean, it's like, it's not a good sign when, you know, all the old guys and all the WWE guys are the highlights.
Well, but at the same time, though, like, I know I just went off on a rant about Big Show, but ultimately, like, Big Show is in a match with Kevin Owens, tagging with Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, going against the Authors of Pain and Seth Rollins. Of all the guys that really need to get over Authors of Pain, right? They still need to be built, but, like, at least what I'm getting the sense with AEW by bringing in all these old guys is that they're helping get the younger guys over and get the original talent of AEW over. Like, really trying to make people forget about Ty Dillinger and really remember Sean Spears with Tully Blanchard. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Does that make sense? Like, they're actually using veteran talent the way they're supposed to be used in the world of wrestling. So, like Dustin, like, I don't think they anticipated Dustin Rhodes to be as well. I mean, honestly, I don't think anybody outside the company probably expected it. But in terms of, like, how he's getting over, he's still able to get younger talent over, and ultimately, end of the day, that you want to do. So with DDP, like, coming back, it's like, yeah, but it's going to get somebody over. Like, why they brought out the Big Show, it's like, oh, God. I mean, if I see – I don't care, you know? Like, at least with AEW, if I hear, like, oh, this guy's coming back, there has to be a point to it. It can't just be – like DDP's not going on a title. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Shit, he's 70 years old, I believe.
No.
Or he's going to be. He's older than Jake Roberts. Because Jake Roberts made a joke in a shoot interview once that Paige is actually older than him. And I think Roberts is like 66, 65, 66, something like that. So Paige has got to be damn close to 70. I'll have to look that up. I don't know if there's accurate information. Remember, he didn't even start wrestling until he was, you know, what, mid-30s? So, could make sense.
I'm putting it about.
But, you know.
Yeah. I think, Dan, you're, like, so far off, it's funny. But I'm going to look up his age right now just so we can do this.
Look up a
I
couple
like
sources
idea.
On that. He's in his 60s. He's definitely in his 60s. But while you do that. It's funny, you know, I wasn't talking to you, Todd, but when they announced the mystery man, I saw he's older than 63. I'll prove you wrong later. But cause the math doesn't
birthday,
add up on that.
He's 63, and how does it not add up?
I'll check later. You might be right. Maybe I'm overestimating.
I am right.
No,
right.
I don't know, Todd. You got to check those sources.
I don't know.
Check those sources.
Aren't what I know. These facts aren't the truth because I don't know it.
You dug up the Mitch Bennett video, Todd. So come on. Just don't, you know, do some digging.
I don't
want to
know what you're doing
on
your laptop while watching it.
But you know the funny thing about Big Show? Somebody was typing that. It's like, it's Edge. And I was like, no, they won't do him before the Rumble. They want that Rumble pop. I'm like, it's probably just fucking Big Show because it's that time of year again. And sure enough, it was just, yeah, Big Show. Who, and I think you're right, not the best person to be working with Authors of Pain. Right now, I feel like, you know, you want them to look like beasts, and it's hard to do that in there with the Big Show. But I want to say the last run he had was like a month and a half. So I don't think he's going to be around very long. So that's one plus. But, yeah, my biggest thing with AEW, I think they have the right idea. They just have to be careful not to be another 2 hours of SmackDown or Raw. And they've done a lot recently, some good, but a lot recently, like that women's match. Well, again, WWE's better with their female talent, but that felt like I was watching WWE pre-Women's Revolution. So that was not good. Dark Order still at times feel cheesy to me, despite the decent vignettes they had a month back. It's just there's several examples right now where I just, like, really? This is, like, the next big thing? It's not yet. I'm sorry. We'll see, but right now I'm just not sold on AEW. I wish Impact were in that spot. I know you guys aren't caught up on Impact, but, God, Impact has been pretty good. I think you're a little more caught up on it, Todd. Would you agree Impact's better than AEW? All right, so there you go.
I think...
Got a lot of cool stuff going on there.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's better.
So, yeah. And, God, I know somebody asked me to talk about this. I really have nothing to say about NWA. And I don't want to say it's just because of Cornette. I still enjoy it, but it feels like they kind of peaked and people aren't as interested. I know the numbers have been down for them, but I mean, I hope they continue to grow. I think Corgan's got a great mind for wrestling, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just, even that kind of feels like a chore.
What if Matt Hardy shows up there?
Wow. How could that even happen, though?
That's the complete opposite of what they do. That's why it'd be funny.
He could create, like, an old-timey character, I guess. Might actually be funny. Team with Colt Cabana. I can kind of visualize that.
He's coming back broken. The last video, they deleted the Woken, so they're getting ready.
You think staying with WWE? You think or
no? That was I don't. If they can pull it off and he gets creative control, I know he'll stay. But like last week's video where he deleted the Woken was kind of like, okay, we're moving on.
Maybe they told him, like, okay, you can be broken, Matt. We'll let you do what you want to do. I don't think he has a ton of time left. Although he got in great shape right now, but in ring, I don't think he has a ton of time left.
That's
kind of
odd
to move on.
That's why the broken character was less, because he did less ice watts and all that other shit. He didn't have to be, you know, Hardy Boys, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, although, really, Matt, unless he was in, like, a ladder match, at least in recent years, I would never really consider him, like, a spot guy when you think about it. Certainly not by modern standards. I mean, since V1, there's only a few exceptions where he was doing anything, like, insane. Jeff's another story. That's definitely a spot guy, but... Yeah. Don't give him that label, Todd. God damn it. You got to, like, kill everybody. So, I don't even care if he wrestles, really. Give him, like, his own show on the network. What?
I said, all right, I think Ozzy fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here.
That's what I was getting at. What do we have left?
All right,
Dan? We got about 10 minutes on the hour.
All right, Royal Rumble. So I was going to talk a little bit more about this, but it did change to a 30-man Rumble, so what I was going to talk about was irrelevant. Who should win it this year? And I will say to start off, I really think they should go ahead and let an NXT guy win it. What are your guys' thoughts? I'd like to see a legit surprise this year. I mean, I don't know, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle. What do you guys think? Or Ozzy, what do you think?
I think it will most likely be an NXT guy, because Lesnar's going to be in the Rumble, right? And I
number
think,
one, yeah.
I think it's unlikely that that they take the title off the Fiend so soon at Mania. And I know it, yeah, no, I know like winning the Rumble doesn't mean like, oh, that they're going to give him the title automatically, but it's like, it would be better if somebody from NXT won and challenged the NXT champion and won the NXT championship at WrestleMania because of winning the Royal Rumble. It would also fit in the theme of NXT invading Raw and SmackDown. It would actually make most sense for an NXT guy to win the Rumble. But it might just end up being somebody like Finn Balor, who is, quote, an NXT guy, end quote. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
That was my bad.
What just happened?
Yeah, I don't.
I actually
all right, okay.
Todd was thinking about that wedding, and he just did a jump off that roof.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to look for, Todd. Listening to Young Jeezy, I accidentally bumped.
Oh, okay. I hope so. I really do. I mean, if you're going to do Roman Reigns against The Fiend, fine. But he doesn't need to win the Rumble to get there. And I think that's just a really dumb mistake right now to do that. Finn Balor's a heel right now, though. And I don't see Adam Cole dropping that belt before. So,
I just meant somebody like that. Like somebody will assign their allegiance to NXT and then end up winning the Rumble just so they can say in NXT I won it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be
yeah,
I think it'll be a cross-brand thing.
Here's my biggest thing of that. I don't see them doing that because the average – the majority of the WWE audience doesn't watch NXT. You look at the numbers and they don't. So you're going to have all these fans that are live in attendance who don't even know who the fuck just won. I see that
a
hard
sell. I disagree with that.
Okay.
Look
that's
at the
fine,
pops
and I'm not going to tell
those guys
mine.
Got. In past Rumbles, I think it'll get a reaction at the pay-per-view.
It'll get a reaction.
Once again.
But I think you'll be surprised. I don't think that it'll
well,
be
I
could have
told
think.
You that.
Like Ozzy said, it could be a main roster guy that goes to NXT.
If it's
Finn, that's
I can
also
see
possible.
It.
Yeah, but he's a heel. I don't think they're going to do heel versus heel. Plus, he already worked with Cole. He's got a couple takeover feud with Johnny Gargano right now.
Do we know how the Rumble's working this year?
It's 30 men, just typical Rumble.
No, I meant like how the winner gets. Does he get to choose who he's facing? Per
yeah,
player?
They already made mention of that. So yeah, I guess NXT, WWE, or. Yeah, well, it has to be. Challenge if he wins it.
No, wait. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, okay, let's say Finn Balor wins. Does he get to choose which champion he faces?
Yeah,
or does he have to face the NXT champion? It's not of course.
No, I just answered that, Todd. Brock Lesnar's the WWE heavyweight champion. Of course, he'd have to choose somebody else. He's not going to wrestle himself.
No.
So, yeah, no, and they have mentioned that on commentary.
Okay, no. Okay, well, no, because him winning it would mean he doesn't have to wrestle himself. But, if they said that, then, okay.
Although if he had
off.
To, that would be quite some talent he'd have to put on display.
Or they can do
when
the
I
whole.
First trained, when I first trained back in the year 2000, Outlaw Cody West used to wrestle himself. I don't know where Outlaw Cody West is right now, but
Dan wrestles himself quite frequently. Okay, you finish
with
up
the
Finn Balor.
Fuck you, Todd.
You finish up Finn Balor and takeover. The next day, he wins the Rumble and he chooses Bray.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like they've got a good...
I'm sitting next to something they can do.
Yeah, demon versus fiend. Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. I'm excited. Who do you think's going to win the Women's Rumble?
We
and then we'll move on to our side debate. What?
I said, we know you're excited.
Riho?
It's that time of year.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I have passion, Todd. God damn it.
Blind
I thought you said Riho.
I don't even know. Women, I... Alundra Blaze.
No. 15 years too late, but
okay,
maybe it could happen.
Her big comeback. She needs bail money. I can't think of anyone who had, like, jumps out as like they should win.
She just gonna come out and like hit people with a bottle of Jack or something? I mean, throw them over the top. Bro.
Oh my God! Her and ODB go for the tag team champions.
That would be awesome. They do the Steiner brothers, like not tagging her in ever, and yeah, that actually, Todd, you stumbled upon something that would be a lot of fun.
I did.
Shane, I think this was actually pretty predictable. People are saying it's open, but I think it's Shayna Baszler. She's obviously done with NXT. She wasn't on this week. And I'm not complaining because, you know, we can't just be doing Charlotte, Becky, and, you know, the same round of matches anymore. I mean, there has to be a – unless Ronda Rousey's back. That is also
a
distinct possibility,
too. No.
Oh, please.
No.
Yes.
No.
Would it surprise you?
We need a good women's champion.
I don't want to think about that.
Bring back Ronda Rousey.
Shut up, Todd.
I can't wait to smile down to the ring.
Shut up. You are so full of shit. What a great way to cap things off.
She's my last Jedi.
Oh, shut up.
That's a good segue. Hey, I love Toni Storm. That's a star. If they just wanted to say, fuck it, we're just going to strap the rocket to somebody, hey, Toni Storm. But, all right, so we have had this has got nothing to do with wrestling whatsoever, but I guess we'll have this little debate we've been having, Star Trek versus Star Wars. So, briefly, for those unaware, I am a Trekkie.
Wait a second, we're not doing this right now.
We're not?
Oh, he said
we
wanted to.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You want me to? No, hold on a second. I do too much stuff during the week to not, like, focus on one thing for an hour, and then, well, okay, we're going to switch gears, now we're going to do this right now. No, we're going to pre-record this, and I'm not prepared to take you down like Barry Horowitz. All right? I didn't there's other shit I got to take care of right now. I don't think you understand, Dan.
All right. Well, Todd screwed that up then. He said we were doing it tonight, and I'm like, I didn't hear anything about that either. God damn it, Todd.
He posted in there. I just didn't know he wanted to pre-record.
Okay, well, we can do this separate so you can prepare. I don't need a lot of preparing because Star Wars is shit. But,
no, you know what? I don't
need
a lot of preparing either. There's just other things that are on the docket, Dan.
Oh.
Ozzy, are these other things that I would approve of?
Shut up, Todd!
Involves, I don't know, a toilet or something. I don't know what's going on.
God damn it.
You're about to, like, Superman punch.
No.
We need to wrap up.
Just stop. Yeah, we need to wrap up. All
right, cool. All right, so, hope you guys have enjoyed this show. Oh, quick announcement. I am going to do, for the very first time,
Ozzy, motherfucker!
I don't know how we can do this together. I'm going to go live on Facebook. I'll do it, I guess, on the Flesh Wound Radio page. I'll see where I'm going to do it. But I'm going to go live during the Royal Rumble. so you guys can all
Dan,
get my live thoughts. I know how to go live. I don't know how to go live with you or split screen in it, but.
All right, whatever you guys want to do is on your own time and business. Is there anything else you'd like to cover?
That is all. FleshWoundFeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound and eBay. And, yeah, that's all I got. But stay tuned. We will do that Rumble show. It'll be fun. I don't know about the pre-show, though, so just stay tuned.
Don't say that right now. Just automatically say no to the pre-show. Boycott it. We don't need 2-hour pre-show.
Yeah,
right,
I don't know if my phone will hold out.
All right, well, time for some consensual penis. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Goodbye, guys.
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around, and I'll beat up your lot.
Hey, dog.
Pros want a cop, but they are just not. I'm up in the club, stacking the dust, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me? Well, you probably are. Nice to meet you, so good to see you. Bros want to act hard, they eat their take it easy, cause you soft. When I'm ready,
no.
You start like spaghetti. I'm walking a walk, talking a talk, calling you.